Back to Psalm 18, okay? A long, long psalm, and we're at the end of it. And we're going to be looking at Psalm 18, verse 46. And from the New Living, it says, "The Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted." King James says, and this is the one we're probably most familiar with because many songs have been written to this verse. "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." I can't even say it without singing it, hardly. Isn't that right, Pastor Kev? "The Lord liveth,
and blessed be
my rock. Let the God..." You
my
do it.
"Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted."
Amen. Amen. So true. And from the New American Standard, it says, "The Lord lives, blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation." And the Passion says, "The Almighty is alive and conquers all. Praise is lifted high to the unshakable God. Towering over all, my Savior God is worthy to be praised." Amen?
Yes, he is.
That God, what is he? He's unshakable. Though things may shake on this earth, he is unshakable. When things shake on this earth, what are we supposed to do? Shake with them? Amen. No way. No way. We are going to hold on to the shaker, and that's our God. Amen. I want to be standing right next to him with my feet on top of his, so whatever happens, he's in control and I am protected. He conquers all and his praise is lifted high. My praise to him will be lifted high. Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation this morning.
"The Almighty is alive and conquers all. Praise is lifted high to the unshakable God. Towering over all, my Savior God is worthy to be praised."
And guess what? We're friends of that unshakable God.